Time now. 5 Good Minutes.
All right, Business Career Insider Greg Stebbin checks in this morning. Hi, Greg.
Hey, good morning.
Always love other visits with Greg, the way he finds tidbits, things in the news, different take on things. He's our Business Career Insider. By the way, there's a weekly podcast, 10-minute podcast, all about important small business news of the week. It's really worth your time. It's the Morning Report Weekly Wrap-Up, co-produced by the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council and 21 Hats. And Greg's great about looking up different topics and things and really helping you on some subjects in your small business and your career as well with that podcast. And visits with us on topics about commerce. And I was literally at a store last week, and once in a while you laugh, at least I do. You go down the aisle, and all of a sudden you see like a whole shelf of wipes. Where, you know, a year ago, we're just trying to, you know, we're dying to find them somewhere. Hand sanitizer. They're all over the place. I mean, we know how supply and demand works. We've had the toilet paper issue. I mean, lumber prices shot up. I've been reading more how they're stabilizing now as far as the supply. We've gone through the whole chicken wing thing as well. So let me ask you something, because this is a topic wherever you go. It's finding people to work. In some of the service jobs, I know I was getting my hair cut the other day. They've got 3 positions available. They haven't interviewed anybody for like 3 or 4 months. Every restaurant you go in, there's a help wanted. I saw McDonald's had to close at 7 the other night because there was a shortage of people. So in a way, could that issue as far as workers play out just like it has other things in commerce and the economy? Eventually that supply comes back, right?
Well, so it's interesting to lump people in with lumber prices. And the lumber shortage.
Yeah,
and now we're having the chicken wing shortage. Right. And you brought up the toilet paper and the disinfectant wipe shortage. I believe, and so this is just a theory, we'll see how it plays out.
Yeah.
But I believe if you look at back over the past 15 months of shortages, they all got resolved, or they will get resolved. You know, the car part shortage has not been resolved yet, but it will get resolved. The lumber shortage was terrible, and now there seems to be enough lumber that the prices have stabilized and everything. And the reason I think this is so relevant is if you're an employee in the workplace and you're watching what's happening with the so-called worker shortage, I would not think to myself, tomorrow I'll figure out how to take advantage of this shortage for myself, because just like lumber and wings, it's gonna get resolved. Now, it may not get resolved by getting things back to normal. Like with toilet paper, we just have enough toilet paper now, right? So
right.
Nothing about toilet paper changed. It's just the supply caught up to the demand. That's the worst place for you to be as an employee, because you didn't take advantage of the situation to make the situation better for you. I like using the chicken wing shortage as a great example of what you can do for your career. In the face of a chicken wing shortage, some companies like a chain called Wingstop are now making thigh stops. They're making chicken wings with thighs. And you know what? You want to think of yourself like a thigh. How can I reinvent myself so I'm more valuable in the marketplace, and I either got a new better job or I took my existing job and I made them pay me more because I made myself worth more? That's really the analogy from all these shortages is, don't end up where you were before the pandemic, end up in a better place. But you're not going to get there by just sitting there and thinking, maybe tomorrow I'll do something about this. You got to start working on it today.
Great point. Don't be the same person you were when you left the workforce, if indeed you did that a year and a half or whatever it was ago. And you made a great point, and you really should have the podcast, the Morning Report Weekly Wrap-Up on Fridays when it drops. This is a great example, at least in economics, for market forces. Eventually, I don't care what's the price of oil, eventually, supply, demand, it all works itself out, right?
Well, yes. And so that's good news and bad news. The bad news is, if you don't change to meet the market may just replace you. You know, you don't want to be a chicken wing when this all resolves, because I think a lot of people are going to figure out the thighs are actually better.
Yeah.
I always love the idea of chicken wings, but they're a lot of work. You give me a thigh or a chicken wing, I'm going to take the thigh every time. You don't want to be the person who comes back and finds out, you know, the economy comes back, they don't need me anymore. That, I'm going to compare you to toilet paper. If you're doing nothing to change, they don't need me anymore. And, you know, one of the things that's happened over the last 15 months is there's a huge trending thing of a device called a bidet that you hook to your toilet. So you don't need toilet paper anymore. Don't be the thing that no one needs anymore. Don't be the chicken wing when everybody moved on to five.
Great advice. Now, let me get you out of here on business owners, because you're a career business insider. If you're running a company and you've looked around on how you're making it work, I know I've got buddies in the restaurant business. They're closing early. They've been, some people are cutting back on Saturday, I know, in some of these jobs or some of these companies. But if your bottom line looks okay, maybe this is the way you move forward as well?
Well, right. So take the restaurant industry. It's a great industry to talk about because I think they're one of the most visible having a struggle with getting workers. What do you do? Well, you might change how your restaurant works so people come up to a counter and they order so you don't need as many people.
Yeah.
That's example of being the chicken wing instead of the chicken thigh, right? Or you put your menu on an iPad. The iPad is just sitting on the table and nobody ever takes the order. It just comes into the kitchen through automation. And we've talked about it before. If a company moves to automation, they've invested a lot of money in that. Those jobs are never coming back. So this can actually be a win for everybody, including the owner of the business. As long as you're thinking ahead and watching what's happening and not sitting there hoping things are going back to normal, because most things are never going back to normal.
I love Stebbin. Breaks it down to chicken wings and thighs, and it all makes sense. Business career insider Greg Stebbin. Follow him on Twitter at Greg Stebbin. And check out, again, the Morning Report Weekly Wrap-Up Podcast, produced by the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council and 21 Hats, that Greg hosts, drops every Friday on wherever you get your podcast. Greg, thanks much.
You bet. It's great to be here.